Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round one recap for the American Express. And joining me to break it all down, Kyle Porter is here. KP, what up, big guy?
Rick, you look so good. I'm astonished. You got this new camera. You look phenomenal.
We're working on it. Yes, thank you. We got the new camera. We got the new setup. Got a couple of tweaks to make, but yeah. Try to improve. Well, let's go. Let's you know.
I think
make some improvement.
We're having a poster war right now. I've got two Augustas. You've got one.
I've got one Augusta. You're winning.
Yeah, you're a little bit. You're more course diverse than I am, which is
good. Yeah, I've got St. Andrews. I see Sawgrass, Pebble, Torrey, and Augusta. So yeah, I've got a nice mix there.
If you start digging deep for like background stuff online for like golf, there's some pretty good stuff out there. I wish I remembered some of the guys' names off the top of my head, but there's some cool like posters and artwork and stuff.
Yeah, there's some. I saw like a one of one hand drawn Ben Hogan, you know, every part of his swing. And I was like, oh my God, like I need this right now. I can't afford it, but like the guy wanted like $5,000 for it or something. And I was like, that's awesome. I appreciate the work. Not for me.
my father-in-law is an artist and he's pretty good. And I might commission him. Maybe he'll do it for like 500 instead of 5,000.
Right. Yeah. Chop a zero off of this. Before we jump into the American Express, we've reached that point of the year where there's a lot of sports going on at once. NBA, college hoops, hockey. Remember hockey, not to mention the NFL playoffs, which is why we wanted to tell you that the CBS Sports app and how it's not just the best scoring app for your phone, but also where you get your breaking news alerts, your stories by us, your standings, your schedules, your team pages, and all of that sportsy digital stuff you are used to. And of course, if a game is airing on CBS, that means it's streaming on the CBS Sports app. Download the app for every article by that man right there, Kyle Porter, every episode of this podcast, The First Cut, a live leaderboard for the PGA Tour and every other sport. Go download it or re-download it again if you were naughty and you deleted it at some point. Whew. Nobody would ever delete that app, Kyle. I'm positive of it.
It just got kind of an upgrade. It looks great. I love it. I mean, I've used it for a long time, but the look of it now it's really solid. I've had people that don't work for CBS. It's like, hey, your app is really good. So there you go. I probably shouldn't say who because he's part of a different app, but
you'll get it.
Yeah. It's a good endorsement.
Yeah. I love it. There was a golf tournament today and an American Express broke out KP. Low scores abound. And it was Brandon Hagee at the end of the day, who is your first round leader, 29 years old, and replaced John Rahm in this field. Nice way to get in and then also start taking advantage of it.
So I love Brandon Hagee. I remember watching him at the 2015 U.S. Open at Chambers Bay. He was in that field. I think he was right after he turned pro, maybe, or right before. I don't know. And he's an unbelievable driver of the ball. Like, just his driver, his swing is just astonishing. Now, it hadn't translated. Like, his career has been pretty. It's been very Corn Ferry-ish, right? He's had, you know, a little bit of. He's never won as a pro. He's a bad iron player. I was looking at some of his numbers on Data Golf. I didn't realize how bad he was with his irons, and that's what he did well. You know, he talked about that with George Savrikas after the round.
Yep.
Just how he was doing what he wanted to do with his irons on Thursday, and that's something that, you know, clearly he struggles with if you look at the numbers. But you know, around that place, Mark Hillman said this earlier in the week, if you can kind of be a little wild with the driver, as long as you're deep, and he's certainly deep. So, while it's surprising that he made 10 birdies, probably, right, I don't know that it's super surprising that his kind of style of play is one that fits this course.
Yeah, he's certainly deep enough. I always love these guys who, you know, they get in maybe late in the week, whether it's a Monday or a Tuesday, and they almost take it as an opportunity just to freewheel it, right? Like almost like I shouldn't have been in this field, or maybe I shouldn't have been in this field. And now I can go out and get a start under my belt. And we've seen that a couple of times over the years where guys will go on and if not win, they'll contend. And I think that might be what he's dealing with right now. I mean, the recent form leading into this event is not good. It's a lot of missed cuts. He finished 67th at the Safeway, but here he is getting an opportunity and so far so good.
Yeah. I think that's especially true. And I don't know if he is struggling mentally, but if you're struggling mentally, it can just be like your talent. You just let your talent take over. I mean, this is what we've heard Jordan Spieth talk about, this of like just letting athleticism take over. And that's what, you know, Hagee has a ton of talent in one skill specifically. So I think that might play into it. Do you know what his career earnings are, by the way? I was looking this up on, so it's the Yahoo page. So it's worldwide. It's not just PGA Tour.
How old? So he's 29. How many years has he been a pro?
I think 6.
I would guess, oh man, I'm both so bad at this. 1.4.
Ooh. It's 1.8.
I started at 2 and I was like, that seems like too much. Let me work myself down here. Okay, so 1.8 million is his career.
Yeah, and his best finish on the PGA Tour was a T5 at the Canadian Open back in 2017. So, you know, there's not a ton of staying power there. Right. But, you know, like you were kind of alluding to this, like we've seen guys even here, Andrew Landry's not a very good golfer and he just goes lights out for 1 week. I mean, I was looking at Andrew Landry's data golf page from like the last 3 years, and there's like, or 2 years, I guess, there's like one outlier. It's like the American Express, you know, everything's negative, negative. It shows all the rounds and it's negative, negative, negative. And then it's like four positives just at the American Express. So maybe that's what will happen to Brandon Hagee this week as well.
Yeah, I encourage you, if you're a kind of struggling, maybe average, below average PGA Tour golfer, take your four best rounds of the year and put them all in one event. That is some good advice for you, because it would come in super handy. Lock up the card, you know, solidify the bank account a little bit. Just make sure they all come in the same week. That's how you do it, KP.
Yeah, it's easy. You just easy. You, and I mean, we're joking about it, but like, it's like golf is, you hear this all the time. Like, I want to be more consistent. I want to be more consistent. And I get what guys are saying. I get why Xander's like, I want to raise the floor. And JT's like, I want to raise the floor. And for those guys, it's a little different. But if you're a Brandon Hagee, you do not want to be consistent, because your consistency is like pretty mediocre. You want volatility, right? You want to be really bad because who cares? And then you want to be really good so that you get a win and you start getting into more events. So I think that's one kind of, I don't know, dirty secret, I guess, of the PGA Tour.
Yeah. Well, cut every corner, try to cut every corner, try to go for every pin. And when it all works out, it helps in a big way. Benny on 7-under round, yes, of 65, and both of these guys, both Hagee and Benny on, played the Nicklaus tournament course. Last time I checked, it was about a stroke easier. That's Oliver in the background. And for Benny on, it is always about the putter, KP. And from what I can tell without the shot link data, he did not have to do much putting today.
No, he did not. It did end, I think, right out of stroke easier. Is Oliver okay? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's my wife and dog running through the back of the frame, because I'm a real professional here.
if you're listening to the podcast, you need to get on YouTube at the like 7:30 mark and just check out what's going on. I don't even know. Look, so I was looking at Hagee and I was looking at Ben on, and Ben on is, it's astonishing how good he is from tee to green. It really is. Like, we talk about it all the time, and then you look at the numbers and it's like, oh my gosh, like even around the green, he's really good. And it's just the putter's so, it's, we talk about it being bad. It's almost, it's hard to like put into context how bad it is.
Yeah.
And so he's so easy to fall in love with, like a Russell Henley, like some of these guys that are great ball strikers, because when he's like putting average, like I presume he did today at the Nicklaus course, you're like, yeah, he's gonna win. You know, I haven't checked. Is he the favorite? He probably should be.
I haven't seen the updated odds yet. I don't think he's going to be the favorite. I bet you, well, what did Tony Finau finish at? Did Tony get to 5?
No, he fell back to 4.
Okay, so then he might not be.
So Siwoo, Patrick Reed are the co-favorites.
There you go. Benny. Producer Jacob's got it here. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay, so Finau, Reed, and Siwoo. Siwoo was essentially the lowest score that was shot at the stadium course, which obviously goes a long way when it's a shot more difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that Ben On's at 20-1.
Well, you talk about the staying power, right? And there's no secret that what he does poorly, like okay, we don't know how he putted today because we don't have the shot link data. I assume it was something close to zero or better because that's how he goes out and shoots a 65, or he's just firing darts and he doesn't need to really do much after that. And to your larger, there are different degrees of bad putters. Like there is a lot of bad putters on the PGA Tour, but the guys that are so that it's so detrimental to their game are Ben On, Sergio Garcia, Hideki, Keegan Bradley. Like those guys, which I always think is hilarious. Like they know they're bad putters, and and you know they work on that more than anything, and it still isn't all that, you know, that still doesn't improve. Like that to me, I wonder if it's almost just like they can't read putts. You know what I mean? Like I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't either. I didn't realize he's number 1 on the PGA Tour. He finished, I think it was like runner up at Memorial a couple years ago. Was that when Cantlay won?
Yes, like 2 years ago. Would have been Cantlay's 2019, I think.
Okay. I think it was 2020. Yeah, okay. So yeah, I don't, who knows? But yeah, it is a good point about the difference, like Siwoo playing on the stadium versus the Nicklaus. The Korean guys were awesome today. You had Siwoo, you had Ben On, and there was somebody else up there for a while. I can't remember who else was up there, but they were all kind of lights
out. Even Sungjae played well. KH Lee, there's like four or five Korean guys inside the top. Well, all tied for 15th or better. Yeah, they played really well, and there are four of the 14 best rounds were on the stadium course. So those guys got moving. The rest of them, the other 10 were from the Nicklaus course. So obviously they're going to switch tomorrow. And that's really when, it's one thing to say, okay, they shot a 64 today, they shot a 65 today. When they get through 36 and everybody's played one round at each, that's when I start to be like, okay, where are we at in this whole thing? Who's got the staying power? Who's ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I was going to say something else. I can't remember what it was.
That's okay.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about your dog and wife running through the background.
Okay, so here's the thing. So this room doesn't have a door in it yet. So there's a door coming right over here. There's going to be a door, a glass door, but they have to get it installed. So we're waiting 2 weeks for parts. So we try to keep the dog quiet. Amazon constantly comes while we're recording podcasts.
I know what I was going to say. Did you hear Trevor Immelman talk about how he asked Sungjae if he was playing next week?
No, I did not.
I was like, why did you ask him that? He was kidding about like how Sungjae's not, you know, he doesn't talk a ton. He's just like yes, no, yes, no. And he said he asked him, are you playing next week? I was like, what? Like what? Why would you ask that?
Yeah, is there any precedent for him not playing next week? all right, we're gonna have producer Jacob. Yeah, we'll have producer Jacob bring these odds back up and we can kind of speculate a bit here. So those three guys at the top, so it's Patrick Reed, Siwoo Kim, Tony Finau, each at 12-1. Finau got on a stretch of 6 birdies in a row, which I think I saw was his second longest streak ever. He did fall back to 4 under. So he's part of the trio at the top. And then the two guys after that are a couple of big boppers, Cantlay and Sungjae Im. Cantlay got off to a hot start, KP, but kind of, I don't want to say struggled the rest of his round, but a lot of that damage was done early. And then Sungjae was actually even deeper than what he finished at, and he gave one back at the end. Anybody in here that interests you?
I think Finau probably, you know, he was 9-1 I was watching the live odds, and he was 9-1 before he missed that putt on, I think it was on 18. He made bogey to fall back to 4-under. You know, he watching him is crazy because it looks like he has such control over the ball. Like, and I think it's partly because the swing's so short. It's so short and so quick, and you're just like, it doesn't even look like, it looks like you're like flipping, you know, like mm-hmm. you talk about hitting a flip wedge. He hits like flip drivers. I mean, it's insane. Like it's crazy to watch. And so I, you know, again, at a course that fits the fit there is for the guys that are long, guys like Cameron Champ, who played terrible, guys like Hagee and guys like Finau. So I would, and Siwoo was a good driver as well. Reed, by the way, who's one of the co-favorites, he was not very good. He led the field in putting, which mm-hmm. kind of saved him, but he didn't hit the ball very well at all. He had a 7 on his card too. So I don't know. I like Finau.
I think he had a 7 on a par 5 too, which is like, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, what are you doing? So, you know, it's always a bit hairy and scary when we're like, oh, no, Finau's the guy to win this. No problem. He's got this. But I will say this. So we've got half the field that played on the stadium course today. Fourth in strokes gained tee to green is Tony Finau. He lost 0.3 of a stroke putting. Actually, Andrew Landry was third. He gained 3.5 strokes from tee to green. He lost 2.5 putting. I would agree that Finau's the guy, but it's Tony Finau.
Well, you can get it to Sunday, and then you can hedge it, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, hedging becomes so difficult because there's especially in golf, because there's not a binary result, right? It's not like this team either wins and covers or it doesn't.
Can I short him?
Yeah, there you go. Short him, just like at the field.
Yeah. You know, the other guy that intrigues me is Max Homa. And, you know, maybe I like him, so maybe I'm biased, but it just seems like I was looking at his OWGR finish over the last 5 years or whatever, and every January 1, he's been better than the previous January 1. It seems like he's just getting progressive and kind of quietly getting progressively better. Now, does that mean he's going to win this tournament? No, probably not. But at 22-1, he played pretty decent on Thursday. I think he's an interesting guy because I don't think he's the kind of plucky, like, Twitter guy who I can't believe he won a PGA Tour event anymore. I think he's like just a pretty good player on the tour.
I can't remember if it was right before the shutdown or right after the restart. I think it was before the shutdown. He was awesome. He was piling up top 15 finishes, 3-4 in a row. Him and Joel Damon were just like piling them up at the time. And we're like, this is the natural progression for him. And he could never rekindle that after the restart. And you wonder if this 4, 5, 6 weeks off or whatever he took off, he was kind of able to get dialed in again. And hopefully he gets back to that form that we saw before the shutdown happened.
Yeah, it was kind of Rory light. You know, it was kind of the same thing that happened to Rory. He was T9 at Farmers, T6 at Waste Management, T14 at Pebble, T5 at Riviera.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he got all the way up to 71st in the world, which for him is I don't know if that's the I don't that's probably not the highest he's been, but it's up there. And then just a bunch of miscuts after the restart. But I don't know. 22-1, he's kind of interesting there.
All right. We'll be back again Friday evening after 36 holes. We'll get a cut and we'll break it all down again. And we'll be back after every single round. That right there, that's Kyle Porter. You can follow him on Twitter at Kyle Porter CBS. You can follow me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Hands where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.